let your heart decide. I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But now from way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Yes, yes, yes. It is a whole new world. The new world is coming more and more and more, especially in the health field. We're going to talk about that today, how health, natural products, holistic health is exploding more and more and more. I'm Bobby Elias, your host for Let's Create a Better World. And as you can see, we're on every Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. I've got two great guests, two guests that were involved in the same show I went to. And these people, both of these, I really like what they have to say and what they're about. And so it's going to be a great show, I promise you. And this week and next week, we're going to talk about how health is tremendously exploding big time in stores, in sales of products, in health remedies, in holistic health, alternative health, and all the new machinery that's coming out, and all the research that's being done by so many people, all the different blogs and summits and webinars that are coming out more and more about good things, positive things. The world is changing. Yes, we can show you the world to a certain extent here on this show on health. So today we're going to have our first guest will be, well, first of all, let me just make a couple of announcements. If you recall, last week I gave you predictions on the Academy Awards, and I told you about my history of speculation and wagering and predictions on big events, like the Academy Awards is really big. I've been involved in the movie industry, having put together a movie that won an award at a film festival. I picked six wins and no losers. I picked these six to win, and they all won. Best Picture. Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress. Six and all hit. If you bet all those, you could make some money. But I'm not trying to go into money and wagering and all that kind of thing. I had my share of it, and I did really well with it. But let's talk about health today, okay? Our first guest today is going to be Cam Chadwick, who I met at the health show this past weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center. The show is called Natural Health Products West. It is a show that will be in Baltimore, Maryland in September. Every year in March, it's here in Anaheim, California, which is just south of Los Angeles. And I go every year. I'm there all 3 days. This year, this show exploded. Let me get into that. First, let me just say who our guest is, say hello to him, and then I want to give you more of a review on what's happening with health. And then Cam will also have something to say. Cam Chadwick is a really, he's an owner of a beauty products and health company. They're getting more and more into health because they see the writing on the wall. And we're going to talk today about the explosion of health. We're going to talk about beauty products, skin, hair. We're going to talk about how more and more people need to get into it, especially people that are poor, people of color, and people that get left out. With Cam, we'll be talking about that. Then our second guest is Dee Mitchell. She has been all over the world, 34 years, just studying health with some of the best. She's a certified natural health care practitioner, and she's very, very good. She's been every health show that I go to, I see her there. So she's one of the few people that goes to all of them. Not that that's all we do, believe me. But health shows are really exciting, and we're going to talk about that today. So we and she has a lot to say about. She's an energy healer, and she studied with some of the best all around the world. We're going to talk about that also. So let's get to our show. Our first guest is Cam Chadwick. Hi, Sham. How are you, Cam?
Hey, Bobby. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well. Go ahead. It's fun. Thank you. Thank you for being with us, and looking forward to a great show with you.
Well, it's the pleasure is all mine. I met you at the Expo West show, which I wish we had a visual to show people how huge it was and the turnout. I mean, I think they said 100,000 plus people were in one room the 3 days that it took place. But it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm glad you're sharing your space with me. And all that I can do to just give more information on how important natural healthcare products, health and beauty products, are important for this space. I warm my welcome, and I appreciate the platform.
You're welcome. You're very welcome, and I'm really glad to have you because, I mean, I met some great people there, and I'm glad you could be with us today. I'm going to do a little bit of this next week also for our listeners' sake, introducing people and or subjects that are really relevant about the what I call the health explosion, how health is just getting huge. And when I say health, Cam, I'm not talking about just the health and beauty. I'm talking about body, mind, spirit, what this show is all about. We talk about exercise. We talk about meditation, acupuncture. We talk about all the good things going on and how to avoid cancer. We really get into everything, exercise and all the different parts of exercise. And then we talk about the mind, how the power of the mind. So all that was covered at this health show. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. So first thought for you, if you could, please, Cam, is tell me, you started to tell us your take. Let's continue with that about how this, not just this health show, because there's health shows all over the country. And you're right, there were over 100,000 people there. There were about 8 or 9 different venues within not only the convention center, but nearby hotels and rooms. It's exploding. They had over 1,000 vendors. Last year was 1,000. This year was at least 1,300 because, I mean, I keep up with this stuff. And, you know, Cam, every 2 years, the health products double in sales, and that tells you something right there. So your take on that and the health show that you went to, and what? Give me your thoughts, and then we'll get into some other subjects.
Well, I think this space, the natural health space, especially with product supplements, it's number one, it's big business. It's huge business. And as you said, I guess you said every year or 2 years it doubles. I mean, you don't see that really in any industry. So now just the fact of, let's deal with the fact of the numbers. I mean, there were people, huge companies in the building where we talk about their just booth setup alone was $250,000. So when you think about the money that people are investing and spending in this, now we have to look at where's the ROI? Who's this customer base and who are they? And if you look, even in the show, as me and you discussed before, you don't really see too many minorities in this space. Although I feel that we are a big consumer, I think we're now learning and through education that healthcare is necessary and it's important. And not only is it necessary for optimal life and living optimal life, but it's important just for everyday life and for people to understand that taking care of yourself should be the primary before anything else.
That's correct. Very good. Well said. You know, you're right about minorities and about, you know, for our listeners to know, Cam is an African-American, a well-educated, very classy gentleman, good-looking dude. And I am a Latino, Mexican-American, and both of us, we talked about this. I saw very few African-American people at the show, and I saw the only Latinos I saw, Cam, were the people pushing the trash cans. And it's really bad, and I laugh about it a little bit, but I'm seriously would like to see companies like Whole Foods go into at least an average neighborhood of people of color, a black neighborhood, a Latino neighborhood, or a mixed neighborhood, and at least start there and then move your way down to the poor people, or do something, have a foundation, do something to give to the poor, to give and teach. And, you know, like this homeless project, and the food that they give at many of these homeless places is not good food. And once in a while, a group of people like I've interviewed on this show called Food Not Bombs, they serve really great vegan and vegetarian meals all over the country and now all over the world. This is a great, great group, the best homeless feeding group in the world. And I've had the pleasure to get to know the owner of the company. I've seen him at health shows, but I've also had him on my show. And I'll have him on again soon. But health is big, and we need to get more people involved in health. We need to see some of the big companies step down and come out either a foundation or, better yet, get into the neighborhoods, teach. Hey, hire me. I'll be your point man. I'll go out there if I know how to do it. I've grown up in a mixed neighborhood in South Central Los Angeles. They now call it South Los Angeles. I grew up among Blacks, Latinos, and foreign students, and people of all Asians, you name it. And I saw all the differences. And I noticed way back in when I was in school in Los Angeles that one neighborhood, one huge segment of LA would be Black, another would be Latino, another would be white. Hardly there was, however, in the inner city, in the middle of all, was diversity. And that's where I was. So I grew up with diversity. But anyway, let's get back to what we're talking about. And that is, let's talk about how you noticed the difference in how health is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and even how your company has shifted from beauty to now overall health. Let's get into that, please.
Yeah, so just a little bit of about my background in a nutshell.
Yes.
I've been in the entertainment slash health and beauty by trade and kind of by default. I actually started in this business spokes modeling for one of the larger health and beauty companies that's been in the business here for 25 years. Kind of learned the business of health and beauty and how it worked with production, manufacturing, distribution, branding, and marketing. And after they sold, I saw that we had come up with some products that people of color and our people really took heed to and they caught on to. And these were products that started off with a lock and twist product line. So if anybody's familiar with lock and twist, these are dreadlocks or braid styles. Even in the beginning, we really didn't have products that were set for our people for just grooming and keeping up the natural health of your skin and hair. So we had people of color and minorities who we were left out, because if you think about it, most people shop at the same places. So and we'll even talk about how there's no, we don't see these big companies of health products in our communities, at just the transits and the way people shop and the way people move, you ask yourself, how are these people supposed to even get to healthcare? If we lack the information, we lack the resources, and then we don't even have the establishments in our neighborhood, it's almost like impossible for this message to be passed around, but then also the care of your actual community. And again, we live in a country where we take pride on caring for one another and taking care of your people. So how are all of these minorities and these small groups of people left out? And why is it that it's not just in one city, but why is this in every single major city across the states and across the globe? But more into why I started my company and how I started, I saw that, one, there was potential for capital, and two, that there was a void in our community. And now if I had the resources in terms of production, I understood the distribution game, I said, why not give it a shot? So I started my first product line, Island Twist, which was Jamaican black castor oil, which is actually a topical treatment, not just for your hair and your skin, but has its medicinal effects too, in terms of helping women with fertility, detoxifying the internal organs, again, placed on topically, but just a natural product that, when applied, has extremely amounts of health benefits to the hair, skin, and internal body. So we met at the show. This is my second time at the natural hair show. But, again, it's so huge to be in that platform and that space. But, again, Bobby, we have to look around and be honest with ourselves. Who was around there? were these big companies just here now to capitalize off another segment that they could take advantage of, which is the ethnic and the minority capital and dollar value? Or do we really care about healthcare? You know, and if we really care about healthcare, we're supposed to be saving lives. We're supposed to be helping people. We're supposed to be putting products on the shelf that are really for healthcare. And this isn't something that you necessarily need a prescription for. You have to do this, this, and that. This is something, this is grassroots, just caring about the people that this normal, natural citizens of the economy, taxpayers, you know what I mean? People that are helping you build this, we should turn back and give back something. And the least we can do, especially if we have the space that we're in, is provide quality products and right information and help people to move towards the direction of optimum health, positive, productive health care, which I think turns the economy even better because we'll all live in a better space. And I feel like this space is a space for us, each and every one of us, to live peaceful, happily, and have the information if we want to decide to take care of ourselves. We should look at our brothers and sisters and be able to do that.
Well said. And that's why I decided to get you on the show. You know, I met about four or five top people, and one of them's on sugar, one of them's about sleeping better, and another few. But I really like you, Cam, and you were the one. And this is just for our listeners to know, I tried to call Cam yesterday, couldn't get a hold of him. We talked early this morning, and I told him, listen, I'd like to get you on today. I know you're not prepared, and I know you like to have more time. And he agreed. He would prefer having more. But I said, no, Cam, you can do it. I know you can. It's going to be a short talk. I got another guest on. So I'm really grateful that you came on, Cam. Let's go to other areas of hunger. I want to tell you about how we talk about how these big companies should be taking care of people more. All over the world, there's hunger problems. Even in this country, we have children that go to sleep without eating. We have so much in the poor communities, the kind of foods people eat at McDonald's and junk food, and it's not good. There's nothing. The cities and the counties and the government don't do anything. I live in L.A. and Los Angeles, and 40 years of homelessness problems, and it's never been taken care of. They're starting to finally do a few things, but not enough. It's coming around. It's taking a lot of work. It takes hell. It takes hell raising to get the city council to move on it. But finally, we have a progressive city council in Los Angeles, and they're doing some things, and so are some of the other major cities, but we have a lot more to do. And look at how people like the president, Trump, and I don't want to get too deep into against the system because I've been threatened, and it gave me hell for some of the things that I've said and done. But the president, when he talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago about how he didn't want to see any more people coming in from El Salvador. No, was it El Salvador? I think it was El Salvador, yeah. From that country and all the African countries and for Haiti. He didn't want to, and it's obvious why. The man's a racist. He doesn't want to see, he said he prefers seeing people from Norway come here and we let them in. This is, I don't know how much deeper that couldn't be to be a racist. Anyway, let me get off that bandwagon and get into another one about how, let's finish talking a little more because we've only got a few minutes left, Cam, about your, give me your final thoughts and also your contact information, how people can reach you, your number, your phone number and or email address or whatever you want to give us. And then I'm going to give you 2 minutes of just last minute thoughts for our listeners. Go right ahead, Cam.
Okay, cool. Well, my final thoughts are really that we now are building and have built a platform to where even if these huge corporations keep us out or block us out by however or why ever they are doing so, we have enough now to start making bigger changes in the whole diaspora in terms of education, which now, as we can see, you're providing that. And education is simply just having a platform to get through to mass amounts of people. So the education is right here, and you're doing that each and every day. Now, when you're talking about an economy in terms of capabilities, production, manufacturing, distribution, we're beginning on that too. I mean, we have, and this is not a, again, this is not a color thing at all. It's not. It's right and what's wrong. It's caring about life. It's caring about life and living and looking out for your brother or sister, no matter the color of the skin. But again, now we have capabilities to manufacture and distribute. And again, it all comes from the stem of what's the core value of why you're doing what you're doing. And if your core value is literally, which for me, it's simply just trying to make this beautiful world that we have a better place and doing a small contribution. And if I can do that, that's what I'll do, and I'll dedicate myself and my time to doing that each and every day. We have a manufacturing company now and capabilities where we regardless if it's topically for skin, hair, nails, just any health and beauty product that is naturally taking care of your skin and your hair and your body, we have production and manufacturing capabilities of, just to throw numbers out there, 100 to 250,000 pieces on a daily basis. So now we're looking at distribution. Okay, now we're in some of the big time distributors. I don't want to call out any names, but if you're in this business, you know the big ones who lead these corporations. Now right. We're in distribution. So you have access to us. Now it's talking to these big retailers and chains to get on their shelves, and it's only to get on their shelves to reach out to our people and change the game of what we're feeding and what we're putting into our bodies, what we're putting on our skins, that's going into our bloodstream, that's affecting the way we think and the way we act every day. It's all coming from a holistic, optimal health, loving, caring for one another, and trying to educate people to be better for themselves. I don't see how any single person in society can disagree with that without any group. I mean, we realize that there's a dollar value in this business, whether white, black, Mexican, Asian. Just promote what's right and what's good for you. So that being said, man, I really appreciate you for having me on today. I'll leave some information for you. You can reach me all social media, Instagram, Facebook is Island Twist. Facebook, Island Twist Shop is my Instagram. If you're interested in the products, you could check me out at islandtwistshop.com. Again, they're all natural health and beauty products for your hair and skin, not only for beauty and topical value, but also just internally these products are just, you know, circulating the blood properly, giving you the proper oxygen that you have, helping people out with just the daily functions of life and how your body is supposed to work. So, again, that's great. Optum Beauty Products. IslandTwistShop.com is the website, and you can reach me at sales@IslandTwistShop.com. You can email me if you have any questions. Again,
Island Twist. Say it again. Say it a little slower. Island Twist what?
sales@IslandTwistShop.com is my email. Okay. IslandTwistShop.com is my website. On Facebook, you can reach me at Island Twist, ISLANDTWIST. And then on Instagram, Island Twist Shop is my Instagram tag.
Great. Oh, well, listen, thank you so much. And I'm glad I could get you in a few hours' notice to be happy, be a last minute. Someone pulled out, and that's why I had time to get you in there. But I'm glad we did. I want to talk again, and we'll see about having you on the show again to talk about more subjects about the growing industry of health. So thank you so much, Cam, for being with us on the show today.
Most definitely. Anytime.
Good. That's Cam Chadwick, great. He's from Atlanta, Georgia, doing a lot of things, not only in beauty and skin and hair, but also in health. His whole work is expanding. He also wants to work with poor people and people of color, which is well needed in this country. So thank you, Cam. All right, let's get to our next guest. Her name is Dee Mitchell. She is a certified natural health care practitioner and is in the Orange County area of Los Angeles, but actually it's a different county than L.A., and that's where the big show was. So she was there, very involved, and I've seen her at so many health shows for so many years. In fact, she's been in the health industry 34 years, traveled around the world and worked with some of the great doctors. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about her thoughts about how the health field is growing, how it's so changed so much from 20 and 30 years ago. And she also does a lot of energy medicine, energy work. And I told I'm very impressed with Dee, and I told her we may not have time to talk about energy. If we do, we can do it. But I want to have her on again in a few months to really get into the energy healing that's going on. So welcome to the show, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Bob. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share the wisdom and knowledge that I've gained over the years doing education on health and nutrition worldwide. I wanted to let people know that back in the day, the only way that anybody could get some real information about health and nutrition is they'd have to go to a trade show. And I remember way back when there was very few places that you could go. Maybe the National Health Federation show that was produced by Maureen Solomon was one of the originals. And basically that was in Pasadena once a year. And there would be so many people that would be going there trying to seek out the information that they needed, because a lot of times the only avenue people had would go to their MD to try and find out a natural alternative way to get better. And all that their medical doctor would recommend would be, you know, drugs and, you know, from Big Pharma. And in reality, MDs only get 8 hours of information and knowledge on nutrition. And 8 hours is not really enough to be able to inform people properly of where they can go and how they can find alternative products. And way back when, if you went to the National Health Federation or you went to the Health Freedom Show that was put on by Dr. Whitman, but he's gone now and Maureen Solomon's gone, there was another show that was really, really big that was really well attended. It was the Whole Life Expo in San Francisco, and that was produced by Kenny Kaufman. And the show got so big, Kenny actually sold the show to somebody, and now they were calling it the Conscious Life Expo, and they always have that at the L.A. Hilton in Los Angeles, usually in February. But the show got really big, and the producer wasn't able to handle it, so Kenny ended up getting it back. And so the other times I would go to the shows, most of these times I would always see Gary Null at these shows, because he, like me, was really interested in sharing the wisdom and knowledge of natural health and healing worldwide. And he was always had a booth at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine that was produced by Ron Klatz, and that was usually at the second week in December in Las Vegas. And all the docs would come out to find out what was the natural alternative way and moving forward and helping people to be educated. And it escalated from back then, the way that it used to be, with very little information available, to now we have the internet. And people have decided that they're not going to go with the big pharma route, and they're not going to go with drugs. They're going to do natural alternative. And with the internet, we have the capability of reaching out and searching and doing all the research that we need to find out solutions, natural solutions, rather than drugs that are going to create a negative situation or an imbalance in the body or have negative side effects. And it goes to show with the Natural Products Expo West that was last weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center, there was over 85,000 attendees. There was over 3,521 exhibiting companies there at the show offering really good products to help balance the body, bring people back into a state of well-being. And it shows that our industry has grown over 40% per year. There's no other industry that grows 40% a year, except when now that the baby boomers have decided that they're going to take responsibility for their own life, instead of turning over to the hands of an MD that really doesn't have the education on health and nutrition and natural products. And so the industry has changed so dramatically in the last 34 years. I've seen dramatic changes in all for the good, actually all for the good. But, you know, the Europeans, they have decided that it's moving into energy medicine is really the wave of the future, energy medicine. The Europeans have realized that you can work with your body to bring it back into balance with frequencies, and frequencies matter. There are so many different alternative natural pieces of medical equipment that you could use to bring your body back to balance without having to take a pill or lotions or potions or anything like that. It's all based on frequency. And there's quite a few different pieces of equipment that are available that you could use to bring your body back into balance. And at my healing center, I have so many different pieces of equipment, from the Rife machine, which basically, the way that the Rife machine works is it actually blows up the cell that is not healthy. And Dr. Royal Rife, way back when, with his frequencies that he developed, proved under a microscope, you could see a cancer cell. And by applying a certain frequency, if the cell was not healthy, it would blow up the outside of the cell and destroy it completely. And then the immune system would come in and gobble up all the debris of all the unhealthy stuff. And I have knowledge that the Europeans have actually developed a capsule that you can ingest that does exactly the same thing, Bob. So we are moving into an era that all thing is possible to heal the body and bring it back to normal, healthy conditions, the way that God designed it to be.
Good, good. Okay, I want to let our listeners know I'm speaking to Dee Mitchell. He's a CNHP, which stands for Certified Natural Health Practitioner. And she's been in the health industry for 34 years. I want to shift the conversation over to, because I know you've been involved in family and health and diabetes and cancer heavily with some of the great, great doctors, lots of them, in Geneva and Budapest and around the world. And I'd like you to get into that and then eventually talk about the difference between how better some of these countries are doing in their health regimen compared to the United States. Go right ahead.
Well, I have studied with doctors all over the world. Dr. Pappas, we traveled around doing education on health and nutrition about frequencies. And Dr. Pappas was from Greece, and he had a piece of equipment called the Pappas device. And it was a pulsed frequency that basically would go in there and blow up cancer cells. And he was basically taken out, because when you have a piece of equipment that can actually change the dis-ease in somebody's body and it gets too popular, Big Pharma really doesn't want us, those kind of people around that have things that are going to take away from their financial gain. So Dr. Pappas was taken out. And I also worked with Dr. Marion White. And we were in Budapest, Hungary for 17 days doing an educational seminar on health and nutrition. And I was teaching advanced quantum physics and energy medicine. And she was teaching homeopathic remedies, and that homeopathics can bring your body back to balance naturally, no negative side effects, and it can also get to the root cause of the problem, which is deep emotional trauma. And Marion's no longer with us anymore either. I also worked with Dr. Bernardo Mihalka, and he had a stage 4 cancer hospital in Mexico for 40 years, and he was always having to move his location of the hospital because he was getting such great results. It seemed to me that they were on a witch hunt to get him, find him, and take him out. I know we, as a team, were working with Dr. Garth and Nancy Nicholson when the Gulf War syndrome hit, and all the soldiers were coming back with all kinds of really weird side effects. And we had been producing videotapes back then to get the education out to all the hospitals. So when these guys were coming back with all these weird side effects, they would recognize that it was the Gulf War syndrome and that there was a solution to it. But Dr. Nicholson had found that it was four levels deep, four envelopes deep within the mitochondria of the cell is where they had hidden this it was a timed release situation where they would inject the guys before they went over to the Gulf War, and 9 months later this thing would explode and take off and cause all kinds of negative side effects. And the hopes was that it would infect the other people in the Gulf War, and then they would come back. But the problem was our guys came back and they still had it, so they would infect all of us Americans over here and their wives and families and children. And it was really horrific, and the pain and suffering that these families went through because of this. And this was all because of vaccinations that the guys were given before they went over. Anyway, Dr. Nicholson had exposed that. And so we were making a video, an educational video, to show the docs what was going on so they would know how to treat it. And shortly after, we were making videos and producing those, and I was getting them out to all the hospitals that I knew that the guys were coming back to. We were approached, and we were told that this was a dead issue and that we better stop producing the information in the videos to let the doctors know what was going on. And I know that Dr. Mihalka basically stood up against those guys, and he got beat up severely and ended up in the hospital for 2 weeks in critical condition because he was trying to stand up against those guys. And so we realized that when you're dealing with big pharma and you're cutting into their financial gain, it's an area that you really don't want to be involved with because they're going to take you out. And eventually Dr. Mihalka got taken out because he refused to allow Big Pharma to come in and take over. He refused to roll over. He insisted that health and education was the primary key, and to get the information out so people could take responsibility for their own body and make choices. And I believe the same. And I've spent my whole life dedicated to education on health and nutrition worldwide. And I've tried to work with some of the best doctors from out of the country, because the Europeans are light years ahead of what we here are in the United States, because Big Pharma runs this country. And it's been real clear to a lot of people that the Europeans are way ahead of us. They have advanced technology, and everybody's moving into energy medicine. And with the equipment that is being made available now, with the frequencies and harmonics that you can balance your body, you can get rid of the disease that's causing all kinds of problems, and you don't have to take pills. And so right. I've seen the advancement in medicine is just light years ahead of what we're used to back in the olden days, 34 years ago. Now we can actually take responsibility for our own life, do the research on the internet, seek out the therapies that are available, and get help to get rid of any kind of dis-ease that your body would have because it was not balanced properly.
Boy, Dee, you've been through a lot. This is Dee Mitchell we're speaking to here on Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, your host. And this is Dee has been around the world. She's done so much. And what she's saying about the difference between other parts of the world and the United States is huge because, again, big pharma, the medical industry, big agri, they control. They're big. They're big-time corporations. And money is the bottom line there. These countries, some of these big people, they care so much about money that couldn't care less about poor people or anybody that's suffering. It's just they want to just sell you the pills, give you surgery, and do their thing. And it's really, really bad. So let's get into more about some of the like diabetes, cancer, and such. You've been involved with that with some great, great doctors. And let's go with that. Or with anything else that you want to talk about, Dee, because you've got so much information. Go right ahead.
I was working with Dr. William Nelson, and he developed a piece of equipment probably about 25 years ago, and back then it was called the QXCI. Since then, it's been advanced. It was called the SCIO, then the next version is the Indigo, the next version is the Educator. And basically, Dr. Nelson was chased out of the United States because this equipment is so far advanced, further than anything, that this diagnostic equipment is what we call it in the United States. It's a biofeedback piece of equipment. And what it does, in 3 minutes, it records 96,000 bits of information about you. But not only can we tell you what's going on, we can lock in on any one of those energetic patterns and reverse the negative energetic effects that it's having on your body. So, and within that piece of equipment, there's over 1,500 healing modalities available to use to give treatment for people to be able to get relief from whatever that situation would be, whether it be diabetes or cancer or any one of the myriad of things that are going on, fibromyalgia. And fibromyalgia is a situation where in Europe, they have defined it as your body has an aura around it, like a little eggshell, and you are in the center of it. A And what happens when all these frequencies from cell phone towers and radiation and EMFs, they continually bombard your little protection. And by this constant frequency hammering away on your auric field, it pounds a hole through there. And where the hole goes through, then you could actually feel the frequencies of those cell phone towers hitting you. And it causes extreme pain. And the Europeans call that fibromyalgia. Over here in the United States, a lot of doctors will never tell you the truth. It's because your energetic field and protection that God gave you to protect you from EMFs and all that has been broken down. But the Europeans know that it's because of the cell phone towers and the radiation and the EMFs. Well,
right.
When you're using this piece of equipment, and Dr. William Nelson had developed it originally because he worked with NASA way back when, and he was perfecting the frequencies for them and for the NASA program. And he realized that some of the things that the government was doing was not necessarily for the benefit of the people in our country. And when he started exposing that some of the stuff wasn't exactly up to par, they chased him out. And now he had to relocate to Budapest, Hungary, where he's being protected by the Russian mafia so they won't kill him because he refuses to stop educating people and providing equipment that will actually heal people and protect people from all the negative frequencies and harmonics that are being bombarded on us on a daily basis. And now with the communications industry, the way that they are developing a G5 series, and they intend to put it on every cell phone tower, on every light pole, on every street corner, so that your cell phone will be an advanced piece of equipment. But what is that doing to the human body? Your body's not designed to handle that kind of frequency. So more and more people are going to be suffering with fibromyalgia, which is really the breakdown of your energetic protection. And so you're going to have to seek out pieces of equipment that can neutralize all that negative exposure of the EMFs and those frequencies. And one of the pieces of equipment that you could use is an MRS 2000 mat from Germany. Now, that mat, I know that when you lay on that mat, it gives you 6 hours of protection against EMF radiation and negative frequencies. I had a client that I was working with, and she was going to acupuncture school. And on the school roof, when she went away for Christmas vacation for 2 weeks, she came back, and in the first 2 days that she was there, she was getting dizzy and having all kinds of migraine headaches and all kinds of problems. And she was trying to figure out what was different. And then they told her that they put a cell phone tower on top of the school building. And within 30 days, she had a problem with her breast, and her breast started leaking this fluid. And then she went to the doctor, and she was diagnosed with a breast situation. And I told her about the MRS 2000 mat, and that if she laid on it first thing in the morning before she went to school, it would put her up protection. So she decided to rent the equipment from me just to test it out before she bought one on her own, because really she needs to be doing treatments 3 times a day to keep her body protected. And she rented it from me, and she would lay on the mat before she would go to school. And within 45 days, her breast stopped leaking. The inflammation went down. She went back and got another test at her medical doctor, and they said all the symptoms are gone. So then she thought, oh, she was fine and dandy. So she returned the mat back to me. And within 2 months of not being on the mat again, the problem developed again. So she realized that she needed to be protected on a full-time basis because the cell phone tower was right over the top of her school building, and she had another year to go before she got her certification to be an acupuncturist. So she was left with no other choice. So she purchased the MRS 2000 mat, and she lays on it every day, you know, right before she goes to school. At lunchtime, she does it again. And when she comes home right before she goes to bed at night, she lays on that MRS 2000 mat, and it provides her the frequency of protection against those EMFs from those cell phone towers, and it has changed her life completely. And that is just one piece of equipment that is available to you, to everybody that wants to be protected from all these negative frequencies and EMFs that are really destroying our health these days.
Yes, they are. Yeah, this is great information. Let me just say a few things, and then we got to wrap this up pretty soon. But let's change the subject, and we're speaking to Dee Mitchell, an all-around health advocate that's been around the world and has so much information. And we will have you on again soon to talk about energy healing, because that's a big subject. Like you said, in Europe, they're doing it, and we don't do it here in this country very much. But let's get back to I'd like to see if we can talk about some positive things, because, you know, there are so many negative things going on, and people like myself, the previous guest, and yourself, we are aware of all the negative things going on. But there's some shiny light coming on. I have people that have been on this show that really feel that a lot of good things. A golden age is coming. The age of women is coming. There's a lot of things changing. And I feel that the age of pure health is coming also. I feel that these ideas and things going on around the world, in Europe especially, and other parts, are going to be hitting this country more and more and more, and people are going to wake up to it. We have social media now. We have the internet. We have so much information, webinars, and information where we can hear these new things. And the younger people are doing this. The whole political system is changing. The health system is changing. A lot of things are changing. So my take on good things, and I want to get yours, is that I think the health shows are great. I think health stores are good. I think more and more people are going to begin to learn about it. Pressure is going to be put on the governments and the cities and the states to do more in the way of for health and for education for people. So I'd like to get your take on this as we start to wind down the show.
Well, Bob, I just talked to a business associate earlier today, and they told me about an app that you can download, and it's the most advanced app for health and nutrition so far to date. And basically what it does is it has every health product available. If it's got a barcode on it, it's in their system. So if it say that you wanted to get some omega-3s, as an example, you could go into Mother's Market and you could pick up that product. And basically with this app, it's got a little scanner on it. All you have to do is scan the product, and all the information you ever wanted to know about that product, all the ingredients, if it's got genetically modified ingredients, whether the app actually tells you, it gives you a thumbs up or a thumbs down if it's a good product for you and it's going to provide you benefits, or if it's not such a good product and it's got harmful ingredients in it that you're not aware of or that could cause negative side effects. It also not only tells you about every ingredient, but if there's an ingredient you're not sure about, it will actually take you to a separate link that tells you about that specific ingredient and how good it would be for you or how bad it would be for you. So this app provides you all the education as far as supplements go that is available in the palm of your hand. This app is so awesome that it not only tells you about all the products, but it also tells you where you can get it for the best price, what the price would be on Amazon. So if you were shopping at a store, like maybe Whole Foods, and you picked up the product and you wanted to know the price, it will tell you the price on where you could, how much it is at Amazon or at Mother's Market or different locations, so that you could get it at a better price. So all this app is going to be available in the next couple of months to the whole world if they choose, but it's the most advanced technology available for every product all at one site. So you don't have to go research 100 different sites to be able to find the best product for you for your issue, because you could actually, you know, type in your situation, like if you had the big C, you know, right, cancer, or if you had diabetes or something like that. This app even refers you to products that would benefit you. So that's the new age of what's coming down to make life easy, so that for the person that doesn't have a whole lot of time to do the research required to take responsibility for their health, this app is going to make life so much easier and provide so much benefit to everybody that uses it. So with that kind of technology, it makes life easy in the palm of your hand.
This is great information. I do want to tell our listeners, though, that and I want you to know that this is Gary Nolan owns the station, and he has his own whole set of wonderful health products. I'm one of his distributors here, especially in the West Coast in L.A. But this is good. The app, and Gary's coming up with more apps also. Gary Nolan, who you know, and who I work with. So there are so many opportunities everywhere you look to get things. So we cannot promote other things that, besides Gary Nolan's things. But that's wonderful information. Listen, you've only got a minute or two. Your contact information and final thoughts. Or anything else you want to add?
My contact information is dynamicd@dslextreme.com. That's dynamic D, like in Denise, at dslextreme.com. If you want to reach me by phone, my number is 714-717-8355, 714-717-8355. And my recommendation is that everybody should take complete responsibility for their own life. They need to do whatever it takes to bring their body back into balance, whether that be in taking clean, pure, healthy, raw materials, great supplements that are clean, GMO-free.
Right.
And, you know, take responsibility. Do what it takes to do the research. Find the natural stuff that's going to work for you. Bring your body back into balance. Work with a healthcare practitioner, a natural certified healthcare practitioner that is going to help you with energy medicine, with the equipment that it takes to bring your body back to balance. You know, somebody that has a lot of wisdom and knowledge in the field that can guide you along the way so you can make the right decisions based on choices, because there are so many choices available to you now that have not been available in the last 34 years. Everything Great. Is moving to a whole new age of education on health and nutrition. So take responsibility and heal yourself.
Excellent.
It's been a pleasure working with you, Bob.
Thank you for being on the show, and all this information you just gave us is so positive and so wonderful for us for the future. That's what we're looking for. But I want to have you on again in about 2 or 3 months to talk about energy healing. Okay? So thank you for being so informative with so much information. Take care. Okay?
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. All right. That was wonderful. All right. We've only got a couple minutes left for the thank yous and we're going to have our song on at the end of the show. And I want to give out my number because I'm into health. I sell Gary Nolan's health products, the whole line from the green products, the green stuff to red stuff to cruciferous stuff. Those are all powders that are just wonderful. I use them every day. And he's got many more different powders and supplements that are really, really good. And Gary's going to have some apps and some more information on social media. So check out Gary Null. It's NancyULL.com. Now, here's my information. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. As you know, we're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And my information, my name is Bobby Elias, E-L-I-A-S. Let's Create a Better World is the show name. And then my phone number, area 323. 770-1925. Here's the number from the telephone archives, 24 hours a day. Tomorrow you can hear the show that was on today on button number one. Button number two was the show from the previous week. And actually, last week our show was cut off for some technical problems, but we were on 2 weeks ago, and that is on button number two. All right, that will be. So my phone number is, again, 323-770-1925. So now I want to thank all the great people that have been on this show. Our first guest was Cam Shadwick from Atlanta, Georgia, talking about health and beauty products and how the whole world is changing to health. And he and I talked about how minorities and people of color are being left out, and we need to come get back in, and the companies need to do something about that. So that's one of the issues I talk about. And then I want to thank Dee Mitchell again, who's been around in the health field for so many years and doing so many wonderful things. And she is a healthcare practitioner certified. And her title is CNAHP, Certified Natural Healthcare Practitioner. And she spoke about so many different issues and the changes that are coming on. And she'll be on again in about 3 months to talk about energy healing. So I want to thank them. I want to thank our New York staff. Our engineer today is Alex doing a great job, Alex. Thank you. Also, I enjoy working with Jesse, our PRN director, who does a great job with over 70 shows that are on Progressive Radio Network, the number one station in the world. I want to thank our staff here that helped me work with me, our producer, Stuart Hassel, our associate producers, Greg and Lydia. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in to Let's Create a Better World. We'll be on again next Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.